Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, text for the most insecure athletes as follows. Antonio Brown, John Runyon. Framber Valdez, I don't think I agree. Richard Sherman, I also don't think I agree there. Text for the most secure athletes. Jose Altuve.
I agree.
RG3 is the most secure athlete because he still thinks teams want him. And we mentioned Steph Curry.
All the short ones got to be secure.
Yes.
You got to be secure to get that.
Isaiah Thomas.
At that size. Maybe insecure and secure at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. John Runyon, that is an underrated.
That's a good one.
That is an underrated pick. I like that texture.
Shout out to the 713. And of course, the most secure of all the people at Sports Radio 610 joins us right now for this hour on a Tuesday. His name is Brandon Scott.
Yes, and let me tell you why Lopez nailed this in the last segment. I thought he got the three correct, but I would have just stayed with the one. I would have left the NBA guys out. Not that I disagree with you, Lopez.
NBA also transits, it leans more towards insecure type players.
Yes, it does. And I think Kevin Durant with the burners definitely has to be on that list too. But I think you can just start and stop the list with Aaron Rodgers. Here's the thing that I feel like we're forgetting because the Jets are and have been this bad. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers got caught on tape digging in his nose and eating his boogers, man.
Come on. I really don't even recall that.
That happened.
That's incredible.
That happened. Man. Like, think about it,
that's
man.
That's insecurity?
What I'm saying is you should be insecure.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine if your last 2 years of your life and your professional life and public life have gone the way that Aaron Rodgers has, and then as like a dismount or as a cherry on top.
Dismount.
You get caught. And mind you, how old is Aaron Rodgers?
41,
I believe.
Roundabout. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. At around about 40
old
years
enough.
Old enough to the point where if you get caught on camera eating your boogers, that means that you've been doing that your whole life.
This is true.
And he going to do that to the day that he dies.
This is true.
I love that this really and truly, I don't think this has anything to do with insecurity, but I appreciate that you brought to the table the opportunity to talk about Aaron Rodgers eating his own boogers.
Man, I'd be insecure. I'd be insecure if you had that. If that was on tape, if that was on your tape, okay? If your game film showed you
how did we
eating,
get here?
Digging in your nose.
Oh, wait, I got one more place.
Digging in your nose and going to your mouth with it. You wouldn't be insecure?
What if the foundation for all that Aaron Rodgers is, right? Like being, if you want to call him a coach killer, at least being difficult to work with, changing all the plays, all of this stemmed from the idea that he ate his boogers and he knew it and he felt uncomfortable about it.
Man, you should have known not to trust dude. You should have known not to trust dude. Ain't washing his hands, is eating his boogers, man. Come on now.
His family was like, we can't get down with that.
He was insecure enough before we ever saw that. And y'all, and mind you, I'm reminding you guys of this happening.
That's correct.
Yes. Y'all don't even remember
it. I do once you said it.
But it happened.
Yeah.
And we already thought he was insecure before that. People talk about, is Aaron Rodgers going to play next year? Where's Aaron Rodgers going to be? What's next for Aaron Rodgers? Man, I would retire.
Oh, man.
You'd never see. He's already rich. You'd never see my booger eating self ever again.
Well,
yeah,
we
man.
Need you to stop saying this, man.
I'm very grossed out.
It happened.
Right, you know, one of the things, though,
I ain't lying.
Like, one of the things you got to remember, right? For some folks, like, you know, work gives you a sense of community. And a lot of times, jokingly, in fact, when I feel like somebody should retire, I say, go home and be a family man. However, that doesn't really work and apply. So maybe he just want to be around people. I don't know. All right, let's go around the NFL.
Please. Quickly.
Which is brought,
quickly.
Speaking of quick, it's brought to you by Quick Assist.
I thought this was NFL related. This is NFL adjacent.
He played football, don't he? I mean, when he doesn't get injured four plays into the season. Tired of the hassle of selling your tickets? Say goodbye to the stress and let their experts get you the best price. Download Quick Assist from your app store today, and they'll handle the rest. That's Quick Assist. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. And we begin with an addition that impacts, the wild card game that will happen at NRG Stadium. And yes, that is that'll be the Texans versus the Los Angeles Chargers, where they add another player to their team. And his name is Ezekiel Elliott in the year of our Lord 2025.
You don't say.
X Factor.
You don't say.
Zeke Factor.
Hmm.
Come on now. What is this?
Last week, I was like, I felt bad saying it, but I was like, why not?
Good for Zeke. I assume that you get a check. You know, you don't play for free.
Yeah.
He, I mean, at this point,
it'll be prorated and probably like minimum.
I'm just saying it's close to stealing money. It ain't because they're giving it away.
Yeah.
But it's pretty, it's about as close as you can get without actually stealing money. Good for him, man. I don't know what the Chargers actually think he can offer, but good for him.
Well, they got some injuries in the depth chart.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. They got some injuries in the depth chart, and he is still I would say a competent back, but there's nothing explosive. There's nothing, I would say, desirable about it or threatening if you're on the other side, which is what the Texans fans would be. Yeah, no, this is a bit of a non-starter and a good for Zeke type of situation, because you can just hold on for as long as you can, brother. Cash them checks for as long as you can.
Hey, he's got three practices. See what he can do, and you never know. Third and one.
I was like, if we're talking competent with Ezekiel Elliott, the only thing I got is pass blocking. Everything else is...
Well, that's important.
Yeah, it is.
They've got Justin Herbert.
That is right.
You need all the help that you can get in doing that as well. And of course, they're going up against the Texans, who do a pretty good job of getting after the pass.
Yes.
Yeah, and so,
they'll need that.
Yeah, so shout out to the Chargers making that addition. And no, I don't think that changes anything about the evaluation of Ezekiel Elliott at this juncture in his career. All right, we continue around the NFL, where the Colts have fired their defensive coordinator, Gus Bradley, which is one of the few, I think, smart decisions that have been made in the AFC South at this coaching carousel. That dude was not good. And I don't think he was good at coaching defense before they hired him, to be completely honest. And it has not proven to be beneficial for the Colts.
What is Matt Eberflus doing? Do they go back and get him?
Why not?
There's a lot of circle the block that needs to happen around the NFL, in particular the AFC South.
Yeah, I mean, he was a good defensive coordinator for them. And even with the Bears, as bad as that went, and as bad of a head coach as we all saw him to be,
it's
a pretty decent defensive coordinator.
Although, to be fair, wasn't it kind of the rumor that he was close to losing his job when the Bears came and got him?
Yeah.
That
was out there. That was out there. But maybe.
They've been trying to get it right.
But now that the difference is, Reggie, now that the Colts have seen the other side, that the grass ain't greener.
Yeah.
And so has one Matt Eberflus. As you mentioned, circling the block.
Hey, sometimes you got to go
might
back to
be necessary.
You can always go home. Like, hey.
There you go.
Hey, big head.
Hey. You up?
I miss you.
You up?
What's you happening?
Up? What you doing?
I feel like we should try this again.
You calling Matt Eberflus a booty call?
They might need
it. I feel like they need more than a booty call. They need to consider, hey, man, we both out here in these streets, and these streets ain't loving us back.
Yeah.
We was always good together.
You know?
Yeah. Let's try it again.
They tried to wife Gus Bradley and that wasn't working.
Right, exactly. You know your mom still like me. You know your mom still
How
like
your mom
me.
Doing?
I get a Merry Christmas text every year. You know.
You know she still texts me.
You know. Me and your dad used to fish.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Some other things around the NFL. As of yesterday, members of the 2022 NFL draft class are now eligible to sign extensions. And you know where that's going to go? The 2022 draft class of your Houston.
One Derek Stingley.
Stingley?
Yep.
Green. Can you green? Jalen Petrie.
Yeah.
Christian Harris. Damian Pierce. Like, those are all guys that are now in that space. I would like for you two gentlemen, power rank the order of hierarchy on extensions that you need to get done.
Well, I mean, you can wait on the non-first round guys anyway. Mm-hmm. Right? I should say that differently. It's the opposite.
Yes.
You get the fifth year option.
Correct.
On the first round guy. So the ranking is Derek Stingley, Christian Harris, Jalen Petrie.
And then I
would say after that, there's no point in ranking.
I would say, Derek Stingley ASAP, get it while the getting's good.
Yeah.
The price is only going to go up. So it's Derek Stingley, you know, 1 and 1A for me. And then I'm with you in the order. Don't worry about Kenyon Green. Don't worry about Damian Pierce. Right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean,
I think you guys are right, especially
not
when you're
as
talking
it pertains
about,
to this conversation.
Yeah. When you're talking about caliber of player, I think that's easy. One of the things I thought about, though, is like I'm not value. What's the right word? It feels like Petrie has become so much, like, so vital to the defense that you play it as it's currently constituted. Mm-hmm. What is the secondary plan if not Petrie in that space? And obviously, like, you still have him under contract. This is not an immediate thing that would shift. However, if you're not going to a place where you're absolutely going to extend him, and I'm not saying that that's what you guys are saying, but, like, mm-hmm. what is the next level or the next step in that space?
I just think that even that the fact that you made that point is the reason why he's on this list.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's why he's on the list, because he's a unique player. I don't know if we've seen enough elite from Jalen Petrie to call him like a must extend type of player, but I think everything that you just laid out and articulated, Reggie, is the reason why he's even on this list to begin with. I think he's last on the list because he would still be the third best of the three that we've mentioned.
Yes.
Right?
Like, I think, you know what you can get out of Christian Harris, even though he missed a lot of games. You know, and you know where the arc is. He's done 1 year, not even a full year, as the slot corner.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I think Petrie's value, kind of, this is probably a better way to say it. Petrie's value is more specific to how unique of a player he is, whereas the other two we mentioned, it's more specific for the caliber of player that they are and talent that they are.
100% correct. I think I completely agree. Big money coming for Stingley. Pretty solid money coming for Christian Harris relative to the position.
It should.
And then I think the Petrie thing is real interesting. I think this is going to be something that we have to ruminate on. Because Pal Pals on the YouTube throws this out as a possibility. If Petrie goes, which, again, I don't know that that's in the idea. I mean, that's a Walter Payton Man of the Year candidate. They clearly care about him as a player and as a person, right, in that locker room. But if he goes, he throws up the idea of Kamari playing nickel and getting another corner.
Yeah. No, I think that's the next step. But, again, just back to Petrie, though, I think you would clearly, and I would even say the Texans would clearly rather have him than not. And I don't know exactly what his market is, what the numbers look like per se.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's something that they would be more inclined to do than not do. Like,
I think this isn't going to be a value.
Yeah, it's not going to be a Jonathan Grenard situation or a Blake Cashman situation where those guys have now maybe outplayed the market or what you expected the market for them to be.
Right.
I feel like whatever Jalen Petrie's market is, nobody's going to understand the value the way the Texans actually do, having had him for the years that they've had him now. And it'll be more specific to that relationship.
Yeah, and I mean, he's as you mentioned, a unique player, but that also means that I don't think he fits in every scheme and what's playing. However,
right, that's why I said I think you can get value there.
I'm also still wondering like what his negotiation stance will be, especially if you're going to go from like slot corners, because it does feel like the slot corner market has been trending up in a way that is pretty solid.
And by the way, you don't move Kamari Lassiter. You might move him in this game.
Well, yeah.
You might move him in this upcoming game.
Yeah, I would rather have Jalen Petrie and Kamari Lassiter, right? Yeah.
No, I just don't think you move him.
I think
he's proved himself.
Yeah, no, I think he could actually excel in that position, but you should only do it, to your point, Lopez, you should only do it out of necessity. Yeah. You shouldn't make that your plan, right? Like, I think this would be a better, trying to figure out a way to pay Jalen Petrie when the time comes would be a much better plan, and then leave Kamari Lassiter well alone.
All right, one more thing here around the NFL, and I say one more thing because I imagine we will laugh. Bringing it back to the AFC South, because that's, just the place where humor seems to emanate from right
it
now.
It does.
We know that the Doug Peterson out as the head coach in Jacksonville, which kind of had to happen, but also, like, it was clear that, just things weren't working there. He had lost, he had only won 5 of their last 23 games. Mm-hmm. It's probably not something that's conducive to further success. But they decided to keep general manager Trent Baalke. And I wouldn't do that. I'm not in charge down there. They are seemingly doing that. Except maybe they aren't. Because in a moment where it looked like there was a Zoom press conference where you have Shad Khan, who is the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Trent Baalke, who is the general manager, on the Zoom call, this question was asked of Shad Khan about the possibility of hiring a new head coach and maybe having say in the way the organization is structured.
So I'd actually like to go back to John's first question, Shad, back to you. I know you noted that if this head coaching candidate was to say, hey, I think the medical needs to be reevaluated, the health and wellness, if they were to say, I would like to reevaluate the front office and the general manager, what would your response be?
My response would be, how would you improve it? And then if it is credible, You know, I mean, you want to do it, okay?
Yeah.
Balky's face.
Balky, like, I'm sitting right here.
I'm sitting right here, man. Like, his face was just, like, blank. Like, oh, that's me they're talking about.
But Balky, there's another one. I'm not going to say stealing money because, again, they're giving it away.
Yeah.
But it feels like he's been on thin ice or treading water or, like, just, I don't know, on borrowed time for years.
He's keeping them fooled.
Years. Like, I mean, how many? I'm trying to think of how many years in a row it's been a question or a thought that are they still going to do the Trent Baalke thing? Are they not going to get rid of Trent Baalke?
Are we counting Niner years?
Man, there you go. That's another one. Yeah. You can even go back to the Niner years, but like even just specific to the Jaguars, like when they were, so after Tampa won the Super Bowl and Byron Leftwich, who fell off the map, I know, was a bit of a hot coaching candidate. There was that back and forth of, yeah, Byron Leftwich wants to coach at his old team, but he doesn't want to work with Trent Baalke. That was like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And dude ain't really shown why he should still be the general manager. It's not like he's, oh, okay, there it is. Now it's been revealed to me why Trent Baalke is the general manager. That
bad
has
drafts,
not happened.
Bad drafts.
Exactly.
Bad free agency signings.
All of it.
I don't know that you can specifically say bad coaching hires, but at least
it's turned out that way.
Hasn't worked well.
Yeah.
I forgot you meant Herb.
Yeah.
I forgot about Herb.
Yeah, Herb in there.
That is the worst.
But also
the worst.
Look, I ain't going to be here defending Herb Meyer and
I don't like where you're going here.
And I'm not in a position to defend Doug Peterson.
You know, he was a good guy.
No, the hell with that. At what point is it just not about the coach?
Years ago, the issue out there. Yeah, years.
But that ain't got nothing to do with Herb. Herb was out here.
No.
How you kicking the kicker, dog?
That's what I'm. Oh no, that's what I'm saying. I ain't defending, dude.
Hey, get bleep.
He is his own issue, but he might not be the issue, or the coach itself might not be the issue.
Absolutely.
That's in Jacksonville. It might be the guys that they still got around.
Just ask Shad Khan.
Right. They did, actually.
He said, I'll hear you out.
Yeah.
If you make a good point, I'll let him go.
Maybe we'll
I was just telling him this yesterday. That he can go. Right now, he could.
Not that you
give me a good reason to fire him, and I will.
I've been looking for one, right? Which, again, wouldn't make sense because you could do it whenever you want, Chad. Like, nobody is stopping you.
Man, you know what? I really think about it. Get on out of here.
You know what? That's a good point. Hey, you're fired, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been insane if he did that. You know what? Get out of here. Get. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. We're just getting going, acting a fool on this Tuesday. And we're acting a fool because our guy B. Scott's in tow with us. And you know what? Let's go even further into that. Let's get into some B. Scott's thoughts. We'll do it next.